Today we have with us Bree Evans. She is a fellow filmmaker slash film student, and she just finished producing a capstone, which is pretty cool. I just finished directing a capstone, and so we have some affinity. Anyway, I'm going to tell you to say hello.
Hi, everyone.
And then take 30 seconds to introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Bree Evans. I grew up in Australia. I moved to America when I was 18, and my family moved to Saudi Arabia. And now they're moving to Beijing, so we're a little scattered all over the world. But I suppose that's really all there is about me.
She seems bored with herself.
I have to live with myself every single day. You know, it's... It gets a little monotonous, but...
I understand that. Okay, so a little more of a direct question. How did you get into being a film student slash filmmaker?
I kind of have an interesting relationship with film. I didn't want to get into film. I always kind of hated Hollywood, and I always kind of sensed, like, a fake manufacturedness, and I've always been very into art and philosophy and stuff like that, even from... 14, 15 years old, and so I always kind of wanted to do something a bit more like law or journalism, something human rightsy, I suppose. In high school, I kind of got forced into this media class because the schedule just kind of put me in there, and in that class, I did a project on women in film, and I realized that women don't really make films, and I kind of thought that was... stupid. Why don't women make films? Films are one of the most influential mediums we have, and they're the most the biggest art form industry, and our society is really shaped a lot by the films that come out of it, and women don't have a say on what's on the screen, and men are telling women how to be and how to think, and they're telling women how they are. And so I kind of just decided that I could do that. I was like, well, women don't make films and I'm a woman, so I'm going to start making films. So I did. And it turns out it kind of complemented all, cause I really love writing and I love art and visual things. And it kind of was the one medium that brought everything that I love together about the arts. And so it all kind of came together like that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And sort of makes me want to be a woman.
Okay.
I'm just a boring dude.
Just another guy, a little white male in
one,
film.
One more middle-aged white man making movies. what would you say is the most rewarding thing about being a film student or filmmaking or both?
Honestly, I think the most rewarding thing about filmmaking is the community. And that wasn't something that I realized at first, was how important collaboration is in film. But, you know, the friends that you make, you really become like a family. And it's just really rewarding to kind of collectively create this thing and go through this kind of, this very, very stressful process together and come out and be like, hey, we made something that was really awesome together. And the relationships that you make in film aren't, they're not, I don't know, it's an environment where you make relationships that I don't think other industries kind of have that dynamic as much as film.
You do have to get really close.
You do get really close to people. And also the cool thing is, like, you then get to work with them again. You know, you're like, hey, I love working with you so much. Let's do this other thing. And then everyone embarks on this, like, new journey together.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always different. And it's, I don't know, it's really interesting. But I really... Honestly, I think that's the most rewarding thing about fiction filmmaking. Documentary is kind of a whole different beast, but...
You hate everybody that you work with in documentary. Huh?
No, I love everyone. No, well, the thing with documentary is you don't work with as many people in the collaborative process. Instead, I think you have a more intimate relationship with the subject that you're shooting. You know, and... Yeah, I think... You kind of... more quickly come to appreciate the miraculousness of human beings, I think, in documentary, of what's happening in front of the camera, because it's not something that you created. It's something that's evolved organically in front of the camera, and that can be really beautiful.
It's so pretty awesome. That's really awesome. It's kind of a good segue into the next question, which is, why do you think studying film is important?
Oh my gosh, everyone should study film. And also everyone should watch every film in the Criterion Collection that ever, that they ever deemed good. Studying film is important because it's so important to understand what film does to us and how we're influenced by film, I think. And so many people behave the way that they do because of films that they've seen and of characters in films that they have admired, and they wear the things that they wear because of people in film that they see that they admire wearing those things. And I think it's really important to understand film's influence in that way. You know, you kind of... People watch films and they're so passive about it, you know, and it's like this escapist thing. But I think that it's really important to understand and educate yourself on what films are doing in society and what they're saying and why those filmmakers are saying those things. And it's really like, no matter what your profession is, I think in the Western world, you're watching films for recreation. And I think it's really important that people actively educate themselves on the things that they're viewing and consuming.
Well, I would agree with you. Yeah. It's actually nice to just kind of get a second witness of that, because that's something that I've definitely, I think, hammered on my blog about.
Yeah.
On 2190, we spent a lot of time just saying, film is important. You got to treat it like it is important. You have to study it, you have to figure it out, because it's going to influence you. So that's really cool. How would you personally place the film medium in the context of society? I mean, you sort of answered it already, but if you were to sort of hone in on that point, what would you say?
I think that film is such... I'm actually majoring... Something I didn't say in my introduction is I am majoring in film, but I'm minoring in women's studies, which I don't think a lot of people know about me, but a huge injustice that I kind of see in film, like this is why I got into film, is the representation of women and the role of women behind the camera, and the way women are just miswritten again and again and again by men. No offense, men, but it happens. yeah. You know, and I think that film, there's a real discrepancy in accurate portrayal of women in film. And I think that film actually is directly responsible for a lot of misrepresentations of women in society. And even I was watching the film, I was watching a documentary. I watch a lot of documentaries, but in one of them, it might've been this film Is Not Yet Rated, which is a great documentary, which everyone should watch. and one of the guys was talking about an R rating and how, you know, a film was rated R for having the F word said like 3 or 4 times or whatever. But the amount of PG-13 and even PG films that you see that represent violence against women is just phenomenal. And so what you're saying is it's more appropriate to see violence against women and misrepresentation of women than it is to hear the F word 4 times, you know? And I think that society's view is very skewed in that sense. And film is so important and so influential, like I said before.
So sort of like the film is sort of abusing its mandate.
It is.
It has this influence that is undeniable and sort of inescapable, and it hasn't sort of lived up to the sort of responsibility that sort of comes with that kind of position.
Yeah, no, totally.
That's an important thing to kind of consider, I think. This is changing gears a little bit. What are your aspirations as a filmmaker then, specifically? What do you want to do?
Well, I came to this film program being like, production or die. I really wanted to do production. And I've done a lot of productions. I've actually counted not long ago, and I've made like 27 films in 2 years. And that's a lot of stuff. And 2 were features that I was department head on, and it was very stressful. And so I kind of want to get a bit more into documentary. I think documentary is valuable and important and something that I kind of want to explore creatively and philosophically. But I also really want to get into research I want to do my master's in film feminist theory and research that kind of thing. Because I think ultimately the more educated I am on that kind of issue, the more capable I'm going to be of making good films that kind of resonate that belief that I have.
That's a great approach. you've gotta know what you're talking about before you go out and practice.
Definitely. And I still don't, like, I read textbooks for fun sometimes. you know, and embarrassing. And, like, sometimes when I have free time, I get onto the periodicals and look up film journals.
Yeah. That's something I wouldn't go around admitting. If you want, I can excise that from the interview.
No, I don't know, I feel like it kind of makes me sound like a snob if it's like, I've read all these textbooks on film theory and, you know. But I do really love that kind of stuff. And I don't, like, I've read a lot of stuff and I still don't really think that I'm very well educated on that kind of thing. And I really love doing research. I love doing research, so I'd like to get into that as well.
You're a strange and rare animal, so
you
should use that. Okay, so the last question I have for you, and then we'll be out of time, is what advice would you give to film students generally from your personal experience?
I haven't really spoken a lot about production, but except mention that it's really stressful. But basically, like, if you want to be successful in production in film, you just need to do your job. For heaven's sake, do your job. If you say you're going to do something, just do it. It doesn't sound hard. It doesn't sound difficult, but it is so difficult. Apparently, it's really hard.
I think there are 2% of people in the world that actually do what they say they'll do.
It's amazing. And, like,
and I don't think I'm one of them.
Oh, Jordan. No, I really, like, you know, people, like, producing this last film, you know, students will, like, do their job and they'll come and report to me and I'll be like, oh my gosh, thank you. Can I make you something? Can I, like, do something for you? You're my favorite person in the world, you know? And, like, I don't know, don't overcommit yourself and take on things that you can't handle. But at the same time, it's, I don't know, do as much as you can, but make sure that you can do it. And do whatever it takes to get it done, I think, is the other thing.
Here, freaking here, Brie.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, that's great. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
I hope everybody enjoyed Brie Evans' accent, if nothing else. but really, she had so many good things to say. So thanks, Brie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Come next week and I'll have another interview for you. Okay, bye.